The ongoing global economic crisis has sparked much debate about the need for more ethics and solidarity in the world's financial system. Among those who made such an appeal was Pope Benedict in his encyclical Caritas in Veritate, released in 2009. In his encyclical, the Pope says every economic decision has a moral consequence, and that's why economics must have the common good as its ultimate goal, rather than simply profits. Charity, he wrote, demands justice, and this must be applied to every phase of economic activity, because justice is always concerned with man and his needs. The question of justice, especially when applied to economics, has long been the concern of the prominent Indian economist and writer Amartya Kumar Sen, who won the Nobel Prize for Economics in 1998. Sen has been dubbed the Mother Teresa of economics for his studies on famine, human development theory, welfare economics, and the underlying mechanisms of poverty. He's recently published a major philosophical work entitled The Idea of Justice, and he began by speaking to us about the message he is trying to get across in his latest book.
Well, my idea of justice is to use reasoning that human beings are capable of using in order to identify basic injustices on which agreement could be reached, that they are, one, unjust, and two, removable, and therefore remediable injustice. My idea of justice is not concerned so much with speculating about what a perfectly just society would look like. So if you want me to put it in a nutshell, that's the way I would present the basic idea of justice that I'm trying to pursue and analyze in this book.
Pope Benedict spoke of the importance of promoting equality and human development, and not just pursuing the interests of markets, in his Caritas in Veritate encyclical. So, does Sen see an affinity there between the Pope's views on economic issues and his own views?
I do, in that respect, certainly. And in other respects, too, I was privileged to be in an advisory committee when the Centesimus Annus was being produced on the centenary of the Rerum Novarum. I did go to Vatican a number of times at that time and had the privilege of talking with the Pope. And indeed, I'm very privileged to have lunch with him a couple of occasions. He was a very good and kind host. And I think the encyclical that came reflects some of the things that we are discussing. One doesn't have to be religious or share the same religion in order to agree on propositions of a kind that seemed to me to be very insightful and very powerful. And I'm delighted that these things have come from many different quarters with distinct religions and among people who are not religious as well as people who are deeply religious. So I think there could be much greater agreement on that. And that is quite important, since in my book, in The Idea of Justice, which was published recently, I just try to discuss why public agreement on the basis of reasoning, transcending our special sectional belief, is very important in the pursuit of justice.
That was Amartya Sen, Nobel Laureate for Economics.